Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man to say? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection. Real people, ain't no scripted cue card for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. A murder bit for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome, everyone, to NYPA Entertainment Radio. It's your boy Kyle, broadcasting live from Overcast, West Philadelphia today. Thank you for joining me, and for those listening to me live, appreciate the lines are open. I have something to say. Excuse me, give me a call, 516-387-1961, 516-387-1961. And if not, appreciate you downloading the show. On other platforms, if you can't catch this thing as it's happening live, appreciate the downloads, keep the support coming, and so forth. As I stated last month and in the month of April, just like I did in May when there was no show on Mother's Day, next week is Father's Day, no show next Sunday because I'm a father myself, I want to relax and, you know, this is work. I want to relax and chill and have a day to myself, Father's Day. So no show next week, back up live June 27th at 5 p.m. in 2 weeks. So no show next week, Father's Day, taking the Sunday off. All the fathers out there, make sure get more than that big piece of chicken and a piece of ass, because that's what they're going to give you, a piece of chicken and a piece of ass. That's it. That's your Father's Day gift. Are you giving me ass last night? Why are you giving me today? No, get an actual gift, get some gifts. Be taken out. Be treated a little extraordinary that day because, trust me, we're not going to get the red carpet treatment like we're supposed to give the ladies. Believe that. Y'all, if y'all heard, go back 2 years, went on a rant. It was like sometime in 2019, went on a whole rant about how fathers are being treated on Father's Day. Go back in the archives. I can't remember what I said, but it's a good rant. But, yeah, no show next week. Father's Day weekend off. But back up live June 27th. 5 o'clock, you know how we go. All right, there's a lot of stuff I'm going to get into, and one of them is that bullshit-ass Mayweather and Logan Paul fight, which was a farce, which was bullshit, which was had more gimmicks than a WWE match. It was corny. He carried that punk-ass Paul through the whole fight, Mayweather, where he could have just dropped his ass in the first. There's no excuse of, oh, I'm a little out of, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, and blah, blah. No, that's the best bullshit, dude. You're a Hall of Fame fighter. He's an 0-1 YouTuber. I don't understand why you couldn't just drop him. I don't get why would you carry him. You already got your money. Drop his ass. Then boop, 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 quick comment. And that's what he was looking for. And he carried him, and they're hugging each other and smooching and doing other shit in the ring. A mockery of the sport that Mayweather so proudly was representing in his heyday. And it incenses me because it's corny. It wasn't even that competitive, quite frankly, in my opinion. Here's a Hall of Famer just looking stupid. And it's like, dude, fight like a Hall of Famer. Drop this clown. Hit him with a two-piece and two-piece and a biscuit and throw in a dessert for, you know, for extra measuring, and keep it moving. It's just wasting our time. And I'm not the only one to feel that way, because my man Mike Tyson criticizes Mayweather and said, what is he doing? Fight Pacquiao again and do something. So Mike Tyson has a hit out at Floyd Mayweather following the latest decision to fight against YouTuber Logan Paul, despite not being in the same weight class. Iron Mike expressed his belief that Mayweather will earn more money by fighting Manny Pacquiao after the fight against Paul last Sunday ended without a winner. I think Floyd should keep on trying, said Tyson in an interview with Zab Judah. I don't think he should fight a fucking cruiserweight. I think he should continue fighting guys his own weight. What the fuck is he doing? What, like, fight Pacquiao again or something, keep in shape. Now that I think about it, he should have had Paul lose a lot of weight. I was surprised he didn't do that. A smart fighter would have made him suffer, made him starve. It was harder than Floyd anticipated, I believe. I think he'd make more money if he fought Pacquiao again. Floyd didn't make the guy chase him. You make the big guy chase you. He needs to fight a guy at more of his weight division, 155 pounds, 160 pounds. I'm with Mike on that, not because he can whip my ass, but no, I'm with Mike on that because it's like, if you're going to fight somebody, true, fight somebody within your weight class. Pacquiao one should be a nice little, money maker. People like to see that. It wouldn't be as explosive if they were younger, but it beats him carrying Logan Paul for eight rounds and all the hugging and all that stuff. Like, nah, man, like, use your speed. Listen, you're a trained athlete. You might not have what you used to have, but you got more than what you have now against this clown. And I think you should have. With that being said, the rumor innuendo floating around is Mayweather ready to fight Jake Paul on one condition, which is Logan's brother. The following employee member of the exhibition, so-called fight with Logan Paul, he is lining up his next opponent, which is his brother Jake. The tension between the pair has increased recently after Jake Paul stole Mayweather's hat at the press conference ahead of Mayweather's fight with his older brother, sparking an enormous brawl. The YouTuber went on to have a tattoo of the hat with a cat phrase, gotcha hat, before bringing out a merchandising line with the same name. Jake Paul will be looking to continue his 3-0 unbeaten streak attained by defeating YouTuber Ali Elon Gibb and ex-NBA star Nate Robinson, ex-UFC fighter Ben Askren. Yeah, all Hall of Famers in boxing. This fight between Mayweather and Jake Paul looks set to be a real fight without the exhibition element of the previous fight with his brother Logan that had no winner or losing. However, Mayweather is prepared to fight Jake Paul under one condition, that the YouTuber goes down to his weight class. Interesting. Jake Paul talked about me and him fighting in a real fight, he said. If it's a real fight, then I'll go down to my real fighting weight class, which is 147 pounds or 154. If Jake can come down to 154, then we can see his skills. Okay. As cute as that sounds, that he fight both Logan brothers, how about you just take on a real fighter if you want to get out there instead of, boxing these clowns on the side? Like Tyson said, get at Pacquiao. I don't understand that. Like, fight Pacquiao or someone else within your weight class who's a legit boxer. On the flip side of that, what I said about Jake Paul, I was like, if you want to take on somebody legit, no. I take that back. Because Floyd Mayweather doesn't count. He's a has-been fighter. He's not what he was in his heyday. Jake Paul and even Logan Paul need to go after these young, hungry lions are legit boxers, not ex-UFC fighters or YouTubers or ex-McDonald's burger flippers or ex-UPS drivers who used to work for Amazon. Nah, man. Legit boxers that breathe, eat, sleep, and repeat that shit on a daily basis. That's who you should be going after. That's legit. Not has-been boxers or former whatever. That's who Logan Paul needs to. And in terms of Mayweather, either go after Pacquiao, someone in your same class, or how about this? sit your ass down and just promote that shit from or and promote and or train somebody and just call it square. Serious that. Each time you step in the ring for these bullshit, and this is like, it's not like bullshit against another boxer. It's bullshit against a, like someone who's just a, who's a YouTuber. It's not like Tyson fighting Roy Jones Jr. That's an ex-boxer against an ex-boxer. You're fighting a YouTuber, and it's ridiculous. And you didn't even drop his ass. You didn't even drop, you didn't even like knock him out. You stunned him. He tripped back a little bit. Like you didn't like flatten him out. Like you could really two-piece him in. That's it. He's done. Trying to whistle. Like that. There you go. Knock him out. He didn't even do that. So I don't know which is worse. This fight between Mayweather and Logan Paul? Or the fight with Lamar Odom knocks out Aaron Carter in a celebrity boxing match? Lamar Odom is a champion once again. The ex-NBA superstar just knocked out 2 days ago Aaron Carter in a celebrity boxing match. Carter came out swinging, hitting Odom with as many punches as his body could handle, but it was clear from the jump, Odom was in control. The 6'10 Odom and the 6 feet Carter duked it out for 2 rounds at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, but the Lakers champion was going to have no issue handling the former pop star in the ring. As was previously reported, UFC Hall of Famer Chuck Liddell mentioned he was going to let the dudes fight. He was the referee. And that's exactly what he did. So Odom and Aaron Carter was throwing punches left and right. But ultimately, Carter didn't have the same luck he had against Shaq because it was Odom's hand that was raised at the end of the night. Odom finished Carter in the second round, but it was all love. Both guys hugged and kissed, and Aaron went down midway through the second round. The whole event was a party. Boxer Paul Maggiani, Ice-T, and Coco were all on the mic to provide fun commentary, and the other fights on the cards provided were a bunch of fun, too. Odom told the press before the fight he was planning to put Carter to sleep, and while he didn't make that happen, he still came through with the dub. What's next? Odom Dude said he's down to take another fight as long as the money's right. All right, so this is what you do. You get Logan Paul in a nice little bullshit boxing match with Lamar Odom. That's what you do. You get those two in the boxing match. Yeah, make a little money. It's fun. It's celebrityism. It's gimmicky and you know, brings a smile to everyone's face. And you just put the finger in your cheek. You're like, oh, that's so cute. That's a good match. That's what you do. That's the type of match you want to throw with Logan Paul. Get Lamar Odom. Get him in there with Aaron Carter, for God's sake. You know, do celebrity shit with the Paul brothers. Not the real shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, get Lamar Odom and Logan Paul. I say get that one. Since you want to fight and the money's right, get the YouTuber against the ex-basketball player. Boom, throw him in the ring. Let's make money. There you go. I'm your promoter, Kyle King. There you go. Just do that. How about that? That'll be a lot of fun. I think that'll be kind of cool. Because right now, boxing is just, you can't take it serious anymore. It's too much gimmick shit going on with the some exhibitions. The Mike Tyson exhibition with Roy Jones, that was kind of cool. On the card, it was kind of flaky. With Tyson planning on fighting again, he's going against an ex-boxer. It's not like he's going to get someone from another sport. That's too gimmicky, quite frankly. So, I don't know. At the end of the day, people are entertained by it. People are paying for it, and they're getting paid for it. And they're getting paid, meaning the athletes and the performers, I guess you want to call them, are getting paid for it. So there's someone or a percentage of people that really likes this shit. So who am I to say not to? I know who I am. I'm Kyle. I said, don't do this shit. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Floyd, fight Pacquiao with somebody or just sit your ass now. Logan Paul, fight Lamar Odom. And Jake Paul, if you want to be taken seriously, fight a young, hungry lion, like I said. All problems are solved. With that being said, I'm going to a music break. When I come back, I got a lot more stuff to get into. Don't go nowhere. Sit back, relax. Let me entertain you. And let's have some fun. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
And the grass are looking fresh, and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds
be singing, five be booming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Five girls looking the best they could be, and the guys be duking, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with the grand, cause when I really used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then, it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double mitts, and your plateau jackets fit for the shit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
the spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house pout for no reason, just because you thought your man was teasing for a couple of days, look gloomy and gray. Thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone ring, he begged for you for dinner, and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life, before you felt like your heart was set by night. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. Tell the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean a diabolical, be upset, and go out for something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Dynamic duo, well it'll go fast.
Come on, rock and swing.
You gotta roll with. kid and play. Now everybody sing.
Listen.
NYPA Entertainment Radio. As like I said, a reminder next week, because it's Father's Day, no show next week. Day off. That's it. Fathers reunite. Day off next week. Back up live the following Sunday, June 27th at 5 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, I'm preparing for my July playlist, music playlist. As always, music from all genres, past and present, and the Spotlight playlist is coming soon. And I already gave you what the Spotlight was going to be on. Obviously, I got to make it New York, New York, Volume 1. And I'll let you know, like I said, in a few weeks, which month we'll put the Spotlight on New York for the Spotlight playlist for the music from all genres of New York, whether the writer, producer, performer, whatever, DJ, you never know, but it's representing, it's about New York, Spotlight on them, same way I did Philly a couple of months ago. And speaking of music, like I said, I got a lot of music, so still got new music for this month. I might bleed in some music from last month and so forth, but it's a lot of, I got a lot of stuff here, and I got stuff for July already, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I got a lot of things lined up in general. Like I said, we're trying to you know, get some normalcy back. People's schedules are opening up and so forth, and a lot of projects are picking back up. So a lot of stuff was delayed and schedule conflicts and everything. So the spinoff podcast is still working on that, and the merch and the whole nine. A few tricks up my sleeves for some guests that I'm trying to get, but scheduling is an issue, and we're trying to work out schedules and so forth. But don't fret. My followers at NYPA Tim and Radio, I got some things on the table. Oh, yeah. And most importantly, obviously, how did I forget? I think you will be able to see me soon on camera. Well, yes, I'm a handsome devil and sexy and all that stuff. So, yes, it is definitely your privilege. No, I'm joking. But now the show will be transforming, being back on camera soon, so I'm working on that also. So a lot of stuff, like I said, picking back up with COVID restrictions being really lifted and so forth. So not a lot of stuff between now, end of the year, and going to 22 that are, like I said, is going to be a lot of fun. And I don't want to give too much away because I'm still working on a lot of things, but everything's going in the right direction, so stick around for that. Moving on, going back to Floyd Mayweather, because I forgot to bring this up. Mayweather offers a $100,000 reward after he says Las Vegas home was burglarized. Quote, it's disturbing. Mayweather made at least $35 million from $50 million in pay-per-view sales from his fight with Logan Paul. The boxing legend Mayweather is offering $100,000 information leading to the return of his personal belongings after he says his Las Vegas home was recently burglarized. Mayweather took to Instagram early Saturday morning, yesterday, to seek the help of his 26.5 million followers after he said his home was robbed of valuable, handbags and other belongings of substantial value. One's home is a sanctuary, place of peace, relaxation, and comfort. When someone violates that sanctuary, it is disturbing and hurtful, he wrote in a post which pictured a bag filled with cash. One of my homes was burglarized in Las Vegas. They stole many valuable handbags and other belongings of substantial value. I'm offering at least $100,000 reward for any information that leads to the return of my belongings. The level of disrespect and greed it takes for someone to do this is unfathomable. Okay. Thank you to anyone who comes forward with any information. God bless, he said. Mayweather did not disclose what was taken or how much in value was stolen, but the cash reward seemed like nothing for the boxer who, according to Sportico, have walked away with at least $35 million from the Paul fight. I'm going to say this. My thing is, I'm a little shocked that someone burglarized his crib, and I say all that to say this. Someone of his stature and wealth, I'm not surprised the shit is not gated with alarms on it, with security, the whole nine. So I'm saying like, damn, you ain't got that shit, protected. You ain't got to gate it with cameras and all types of shit going on. I would think all the money you have that you would have one of your quote unquote one of your Las Vegas homes with, like, cameras and all types of security surrounding at all times. That's what I'm stuck on. So I'm like, damn, dude, like, really? They burglarized and walked out. So no camera system. There's no security. What type? Where are you living at for that to happen? That's just my opinion. I could be wrong and, you know, kind of like a backhanded insult. But still, I'm just like, with your wealth, and I'm thinking I had that wealth, my crib, it got snipers. It would have a moat to get in, and moat rises and you know, the moats in the castle, the opening, you know what I'm talking about. I had snipers on the roof, cameras, gated community. Like, yeah, I didn't get in there. You got, like, scan people eyeballs to get in. If I'm sitting on that type of wealth, you know, and beyond. So I'm just kind of, like, taken back, like, damn, they got and took your shit. So anybody know something, y'all for $100,000, y'all know, y'all can get some money. Moving on. The judge grant Dr. J single status amid volatile divorce proceedings. Dr. J is officially back in the dating pool. While he and his ex, Nicole Young, continue to battle over property and money, a judge has officially signed off on his divorce and granted the rapper single status. The couple still has to battle over the validity of a prenuptial agreement they signed before marrying back in 96. In late June of 2020, a year ago, Nicole filed divorce paperwork citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. In her divorce filing, Nicole, a lawyer, didn't mention that a prenuptial agreement existed. In Dr. Dre's response to Nicole's divorce filing, he has agreed to pay his ex her requested spousal support, but said their division of property should be governed by their prenup. The battle of the prenup and Dre's estimated $800 million fortune has been a major stumbling block, as she claimed she unwillingly signed the documents amid pressure from the mogul and his team. She also claimed Dr. Dre ripped up the paperwork a few years later, which he denied. Quote, I was extremely reluctant, resistant, and afraid to sign the agreement and felt backed into a corner, she wrote in legal documents. In the couple's increasingly contentious divorce, given the extraordinary pressure and intimidation by Andre, I was left with no option but to hire a lawyer, of course, with the help of Andre's team of professionals, and literally signed the agreement very shortly before our marriage. Nicole claims that 2 years into marriage, the rapper admitted he forced her to sign the prenup. Quote, Andre acknowledged to me that he felt ashamed he had pressured me into signing a premarital agreement, and he tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me, she wrote. Since the day he tore up the agreements, we both understood that there's no premarital agreement and that it was null and void. Since then, the two have tossed out diss tracks, abuse claims, and allegations of affair and secret love children. Woo! Brother and sisters, a lot of you not, this shit is going to end ugly. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't see any reconciliation coming out of this peacefully. Maybe not, but it's getting worse and worse. From time to time, I'm seeing different articles on it's not getting any better. She wants a lot of money. He's saying no. And he got married in the state of California, and the prenup was ripped up. This is bad. Bad business. Like everyone else, I'm curious to find out how they're going to reconcile this, because it can't go on forever. Eventually, they're going to have to come to an agreement and end this shit, because it's not going to keep going on forever and ever. And the question is, how is it going to end, when is it going to end, and who's going to be happy and who's going to be pissed off? That's the key. Staying in the West Coast, speaking of Dre, Snoop Dogg appointed senior advisor at Def Jam. This is probably some fun-ass meetings. let me pull this up here. So Snoop Dogg is the senior advisor. So, businessman and football fanatic can now add record label executive to as a considerable arsenal. The 49-year-old rap star, Calvin Cordozer Brodus Jr., joins Def Jam as a senior advisor with immediate effect. Snoop Dogg appointed executive creative consultant, a new role that will allow him to work across the label's board with new artists and current artists. Snoop Dogg graciously took on the role, is excited to work with legendary Def Jam, and has a lot of plans in mind. What's crazy about this, I'm going to start right there, is the fact that I'm excited for Snoop to do this, and I think it's kind of cool to see hip hop, legends, icons are brought in to kind of help out the label. Some work, some don't. I heard stories where some legends, their ego get in the way and they won't, they're not very helpful at all, per se. And then there's those who are very successful behind the scenes doing it. So it's really cool to see him, and Def Jam. And it's crazy because we all know, like, Def Jam, East Coast, and the whole nine. And now you got the West Coast icon working with Def Jam, which is, like, basically all, like, known for East Coast, and them being an advisor, it's cool. And, man, I'm telling you, with someone of Snoop Dogg's experience and characteristics, I'm curious to find out, what artists he's going to be working with ideas and so forth. Because he's one of those guys where, at the end of the day, you want to kind of, if you're a young artist, male or female alike, you would want to sit under the learning tree of Snoop Dogg and listen about his experiences, advice on music, business, and so forth and so on. He's a hot commodity. Snoop Dogg is everywhere. He's hosting part of game shows and reality shows and doing commercials for Corona, not coronavirus, Corona the beer, let's just get that straight. For the Corona beer, he's everywhere. He's like a real hot commodity right now. And I think any young rapper at all who's within Def Jam, and even not with Def Jam, really need to like talk to him and other veterans. Some of them that's willing to, give their knowledge on the business and give their point of view and everything. I think that's just really cool. And with him being based out of Los Angeles, he will report to Universal Music Group Chairman and Executive Sir Lucian Grange and Def Jam Interim Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Harlson. Snoop Dogg has released like 19 studio albums and sold over 30 million albums worldwide. Snoop would not be the first rapper, obviously, to take an executive role. In 2004, Jay-Z was named president and CEO of the label, but left after 3 years. And it came up last week, I was talking about that, or maybe a week before that, when Jay was there. A lot of artists, come to find out, didn't really work well with Jay because at the time, there's rumors and innuendo that Jay was kind of more about Jay and didn't want to push the other artists. One was LL Cool J. And LL Cool J had a problem with him. Like, Jay wouldn't work with him, wouldn't help put the album together or promote the album, whatever the case may be. And hopefully Snoop Dogg is not that way. I can't see him being that way. I can see him just being like, yo, let's make this money. Here's my input. This is what I think you should do. And all we can do is wait and see what happens. And hopefully, it's a success story. You know what I mean? And this is what they're doing, man. I like to see veteran hip-hop artists get more of the business side of things, giving back, getting to the music and getting to the corporate, getting to the companies where they pretty much know, for the most part, what the audience want to hear. And sometimes have their finger on the pulse. So, like I said, I think, and I don't know him personally, I would think Snoop Dogg is a little more open-minded than Jay was when he was in with Def Jam back in 2004. I would think so. and I hope so. Only time will tell, and I can't wait to see what music he puts out under his umbrella, what artist is groomed by him. I think it's going to be real cool, man. Looking forward to that. Can't wait to see. All we got is time. Waiting to see what we find out. Speaking of West Coast music, I'm going to use a little West Coast music, y'all. So sit back, relax, and be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
That's right. Some of that shit you just can't fuck with. The Dog Pound flavor for the 9 fever. Know what I'm saying? Michelle in the house. That's right. Set it off.
Young Dash struck a match and the match went out. But it wasn't no more lights in the house. Check it out. Speaking of how to play your game, mother. Are you with it? I go get it, I bet you love it, baby. I play the daddy and you can play the mama, so we can get down upon the living room floor. Are you with it? I promise I won't kill it. Put a cat on the loose, what should I do? Should I kill it? Yeah.
See, back in the day when we used to play, you wanted to be with me.
That's right.
Now that is so right, and that's a wild man that I can see. I'm sticking in my background, picking up a hole for you to make your move.
I'm in the shack, about to blaze up a sack. Yeah, we grown all alone, posted up in the back. There's no mistake, I can have the whole house shaking. Young dad's in that ass, baby, y'all, no faking. Don't get me wrong, tell me what's the flavor of the song. You know it's dad's in your drawers when your mama ain't home. Ring the alarm, I got your buzz, loving me. Physically and mentally, I knew that it was never meant to be.
I know you know this girl by the name of Danielle. Body of a goddess, face from hell. But oh, this wasn't the average trip. She got the vibe. And she like gobbling and swallowing a whole 9.5 on that black ass groupie. And all the hoochies wanna do me from the past to the present. Let me represent the biggest nigga hitting all the hoes in your clique. Fast as lightning running through like the breeze in the summertime. Out on the corners making G's, it's a thirst. But I could show you something much worse than the thirst. If worst came the worst, but first things first. Brenda, I can remember how hot y'all be getting. 87, 86 and yeah, the year a young man grow. Some women become ladies, some turn into hoes. Young ho wrong, find a way to stay with me. In the cut with corrupt, come and play with me. Yeah.
Man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell them what your name is?
My name is Easy. Yeah, this is true. Keeping your attention is what I'm gonna do. Hardcore, yo, I can never be soft. Acting on my definite, say the boy goes off. Building up momentum with a touch of my rhyme. Try to stay away because, yo, they know the time. Quiet on the seconds, I'm about to begin. And if you didn't hear me, boy, I'll tell you again. My name is Easy, or just call me E. But it doesn't really matter to me, cause I'm the same person, whether serious or rehearsing. I just gotta keep cursing. This is for the radio, so I better chill. They won't play it if I go get ill, but I'm like that, and that's an actual fact. Because the street is where my heart is at. Yo, I don't do dope, but I'm dope. Not a dope, but I'm doper than anybody who tries to cope with the rhyme I'm displaying and the beat that's playing. Yo, you can try all day and you still won't match up with the ruthless pile. Cause Easy doing it Compton style. That's the city, and you say you could get some. Yo, it's easier said than done. Woo! Woo! bruh. So listen up close, if you don't, you might get lost. I'm not a role model or a doctor, suit yo, I'm a gangster, and I'm about to get stupid. I guess it's time for the trauma, with the E-A-G-Y-E comma, and that's drama. So pay attention, by the way, I must mention, I'm coming off hard in the third dimension with the glare. But you don't need no glasses to share, just pop your tape in and it's just like you're there with the E on the gangster tip. So if you think I'm a flip or slip, don't even trip, cause I'm a destroyer. My homie Dre is a doctor, not a lawyer. Dope MC employer, on ruthless, and that's my label. To get the money, the women and cold bust the fat tables, boy. Master Rhyme is a toy. I'm eating steak while you're sucking what the girls enjoy. You must be sick. Are you lonely? How you gonna diss me and you don't even know me? Yo, Ren,
what's up?
Get the cash, show them where it's at. And that's just the sound. Next time I'm filling your caps to let you know where I'm coming from. Easy said it and it shall be done. Cycle. Easier said than done, yeah, that's the title. Loving the ladies, only the fly ones, you know.
But what if she's ugly?
Easy come, easy go. Don't ask about me, homeboy, what's that? You wanna battle me, boy, you better be strapped. Cause where I'm from, it ain't about all that playing. Now that's what I'm saying. Said before that I was born in 73. Now everybody wants to know the A-G-E. Girls on the tip, fellas too it seemed. Had everybody thinking I was only 15. The fellas were annoying me, the ladies were enjoying me. What was I to do? I wish they left the ladies through. Cause the ladies, I love them nice, tender, and soft. I hate male groupies, so just set the hell off. I'm the real easy, those others be faking. Trying to gain fame off the name I'm making. Fan on your records, you could get some. Yo, homeboy, it's easier said than done.
Baby,
don't get me.
Yeah, that's right.
Just imagine a crowd screaming, a girl dreaming, just to get a picture of me and my B-O-Y-Z from the H-O-O-D and W-A down with me. Strong and I'm raging, turn the page and see I'm not a son of a gun, I'm a gauging. Nothing can avoid this shot cause it's hitting. It's so cool when you touch it where I'm missing. I'm coming off wrong into your speaker, making the suckers on the street feel weaker. But most I think know not to deal with me. Yo, it's obvious, tell them who you came to see.
Y'all know what time it is. Come on, y'all gotta get more hyped up tonight. Come on, say it, say it, say it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Get those hands back in the air. Come on, come on, come on. Who's y'all come to see? Take me back to the bridge, I like that part.
Yo, man, you wasn't born in no 73. Why you be lying about your age?
Man, why you gotta bring that up? Yo, get this fool out of here.
Why you always cussing on your record?
Man, who are you, Gene Autry or something? I just do that to get my plan across. Now I wanna know who you came to see.
Everybody, come on! Hey, yo, this record's almost over. So that means y'all gotta get hyped up. Come on, come on, come on! I wanna see those hands up in the air. Come on, say it, say it, say it! Who's y'all come to see?
I'm just too clever, knowing facts that no one could sever. I blow from a maniac and yo, I make it clear. So it registers all I hear. Money overturned, then I bet to make another hit for you to go and get. Record store sold out because you love it. Another example of how easy does it.
Who y'all want?
Bust it.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. The move. And you're wishing someone to cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. Some frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness faking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan. So that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust the move.
If you want, you got it. drop on me, fellas. As a brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start flicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, she bust the move.
YPA Entertainment Radio. As it says, reminder, top of the show, no show next week. It's Father's Day. Take the day off, relax. Make sure you get more than the piece of chicken and the piece of ass. Get gifts. Get some actual gifts. You know what I mean? Don't let them bribe you with the big piece of chicken and ass. You had ass the night before. I went through all that. Yeah, enjoy your day. Make a light up. Make have fun. Relax. Do the whole nine. And I'll be back up next week to entertain you the following week, June 27th. Live here at NYP Entertainment Radio on Blog Talk and any other platform you can subscribe, download, and the whole nine. The next verses. So Bow Wow, Soulja Boy are going to have their verses this summer, and the ladies are going at it. Eve and Trina versus battle has been announced. So the next few versus battles are set. Eve and Trina are set for a showdown on June 16th. While Soulja Boy Bow Wow versus will take place on June 26th. Versus, which was, of course, acquired by Triller this year, has featured recent face-off between the series founders, Twist Beats and Timberland, plus Method Man Redman, which was the best one. Raekwon, a Ghostface, the second best one. And a Steve Harvey hosted special featuring the Isley Brothers in Earth, Wind, and Fire. In February, D'Angelo got his own versus special featuring multiple cameos. He recently reissued her album Scorpion, Find What Trina Taught Me on Pitch, and read about verses on Pitch versus how persistent, quote, how persistent, how music persistent during the pandemic. Also, after that, I think there's a few other verses that are coming together. We see some R&B and more hip-hop icons. Listen, in the Trina versus Eve, okay, I'm going to be biased. I'm going with Eve. Yeah, she's a Philly girl. I got to put my support around Eve. I think it's a good battle, though, and I didn't think about that. I think Eve Kello might be a little, I don't know. I don't know. Trina has some hits, though. Her and Trick Daddy and the whole nine, they had some hits. I'm not going to lie. But I gotta side with Philly. I got to side with Eve and go with her on this one. But I think it's going to be good. I know I'm going to check that one out just to see how the flow is going to be between the two. Again, they both had hits. They're both talented and one of the like, legendary female MCs in the game. You know, Trina representing Miami and pretty much like down south, East Coast, Philly. Two different types of music in terms of produced it with the Miami bass beat and the East Coast Twist Beats beats. That should be cool. I think that's gonna be a good one. Now the Bow Wow Soulja Boy one, that's trash. I'm not really a fan of neither one. I couldn't really name you any songs from neither one of them. But Eve and Trina, I think that's going to be a good one. The ladies in there representing, going at it, that's going to be a good one. These, like, really one of the pioneers, female MCs that's in the, that was in the game, and I think that's going to be a whole, that's going to be a lot of fun, a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of fun. Staying in the world of hip-hop, speaking of down, being down south, T.I. Accuser warns him after taunting her in what it comes to music video. T.I.'s Accuser has fired back after the rapper mocked her in a music video for his new single, What It Come To. Seemingly unfazed by his attack, Sabrina Peterson warned him of the potential consequence that he may face due to his actions. Believing that the music video will bring Tip his own disadvantage, Sabrina took to her Instagram page to share her reaction to the visuals. Quote, I've been in federal trouble before, so she posted on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, June 8th, no matter how the public feels about you, they can't save you. Since your million dollar team won't tell you, I will. You aren't taunting me, you are taunting your investigators. You aren't taunting me, you are igniting more women that have stayed quiet that you victimized. Dummy, in capital letters. The entrepreneur added in the caption, many of your fans have been victimized in their lifetime. Your tactics aren't a good look. It's actually sad. It's heartbreaking. Doubling down on her claim that T.I. once put a gun on her head in front of her children, Sabrina continued, it's one thing to put a gun to a woman's head, but it's something totally different to keep attempting to victimize the women again and again. She went on calling out the Atlanta star for not showing remorse for his alleged sins. When it's all said and done, I took the high road and tried to give mercy, but you repaid it with mockery. Get out the booth and behind the cameras and see me in court! ! In the said music video, which was released this past week, T.I. mocked Sabrina's demand for his public apology. The clip opens with audio of Sabrina saying, tell the truth about me as laughter erupts in the background. Tell the truth and apologize and I'm gone. Here's the other stipulation. Do it within 7 days. Within 7 days, tell the truth, apologize, and I'm gone. It is when followed by the words, a toxic person will create drama and then portray themselves as the victim. That appeared on the screen, a quote borrowed from licensed marriage and family therapist Sarita Butler. Sabrina's confession in January prompted multiple women to come forward with drug and rape allegations against T.I. and his wife, Tiny Harris, a.k.a. Tameka Cottle. In May, it was confirmed that the hip-hop couple was under investigation in Los Angeles over an alleged incident that took place in 2005. There's a lot to unpack here. My thing is this. You kind of, at times, may have to be, when you're in a situation, and I'm talking about T.I., you might want to tip step lightly, you know what I mean? Because even though you may feel as though, and even though you know for a fact that you are innocent of all these accusations, feels like you're taunting her, making light of the situation, and the whole nine. And what you don't want to do is put the wrong spotlight on you. At the end of the day, just do your music and keep it moving. I don't think that's a good move to kind of mock it in a public eye type thing. I think you shouldn't take – it seems like you're taking it lightly. Just do music, man. Just do music. You don't have to, you know, keep it in the public eye, so to speak. Put it like this. At the end of the day, the less – you know, it's going on. But unless, in my opinion, unless you acknowledge it and make light of it, you know what I mean? You kind of keep your minds off of it. Try to handle it as much as possible behind closed doors and just entertain. Just put the music out, entertain, and just handle this quietly as possible. But taunting, it's like you're taunting her, in my opinion, and making light of it. And that's not a good thing. If she is who she is, you know, and you know the truth, it'll all come out in due time. But I don't think, like, I don't know, man. It's something about that I'm not feeling. It's just something you shouldn't do. This should be done quietly, and not like in a mockery type way. Eventually, like I said, like other cases, this case is going to end. It's going to end up going to trial or something. An ending is going to come, or a result is going to come from this, whether he's guilty or not, or she's lying or not. Who knows? But going forward, my opinion, I wouldn't make light of it. I'll just make music, continue what I'm doing, and try to get past this, and try to get the situation resolved. And if you know you're innocent, fight for it. But don't make light of it. Don't put her voice, you know, in a video and like, nah, just we know what's going on. We get that. Just move past that. And just do your music and handle that separately from the entertainment business. That's just my opinion. I think that's something he should do, but who knows? It's something I came across too that I'm a little excited about. So the one and only Dick Gregory, legendary icon comedian that no one barely talks about. When they talk about legendary comedians, they say Richard Pryor, they say Cosby, they say Paul Mooney recently, but Dick Gregory was a little before all of them, and he broke down some doors and barriers. And Showtime acquires a docu on the late comedian activist, and it was a premiere date, I believe, in July. So Showtime has acquired the one and only Dick Gregory, a feature-length documentary about the comedian activist who specialized in cultural disruption. The pick about the late icon will air appropriately on the 4th of July, following the June 19th world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. Featuring interviews with Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, who serves as an executive producer on the film, Wanda Sykes, and W. Kamau Bell, and others, the docu unpacks Gregory's career as a stand-up comic, activist, pop culture icon, and thought leader who affected the lives of millions through constant disruption and awareness. He inspired a generation through on the ground activism and untiring desire to help and his influential comedy. Featuring archival footage of the early career on stage, the film is bookended with Gregory's own voice just before his death in 2017, reflecting on the impact of his life on the world as a self-described agitator. There's no important time than now to revisit the life of Dick Gregory, said Vinnie Malhotra, EVP nonfiction program at Showtime Network. His fearless voice rose to the challenges of his time, calling upon America to question their beliefs in an era where you risk your livelihood and maybe even your life to speak out. Though a comedic genius of his generation, comedy turned out just to be the beginning of one of the most unique and impactful journeys of any person we've seen. Producer Andre Gaines makes the directing debut on the one only Dick Gregory, which he also wrote and produced. Quote, Dick Gregory is a present to me now as he was when I first started filming him 6 years ago, a trivial length of time which compared to the nearly six decades that this one man so greatly influenced American history, comedy, activism, and nutrition. Gaines said he emptied himself completely for the movement, and while the enormity of his sacrifices are rarely acknowledged, he gave every artist a master class for what it truly means to both entertain and educate. Knowing Dick Gregory was a transformative experience that not only influenced the making of the film, but me as a man. Bobby Edwards also produced a pick from Cinemination Studios, Heart Executive Producers, alongside Brian Smiley, Lena Waithe, Rishi Rajani, Gregory Christian, Chad Troutwine, and Matt Rochmikin. I know I butchered that name. The first time I heard of Dick Gregory was years ago. I was a kid, and I was in the fourth grade, and he wrote a book, and it's a deep book. And the book is called Nigger, and that's what the book is called. And I seen it in the library, and I intrigued by the title and excerpts, and it was a good book. I was in the fourth grade and I read this book. Some of it went over my head because I was in the fourth grade, but it was deep, and it was about his life. growing up civil rights in the whole nine. And believe it or not, was one of the comedians that inspired Cosby to get on stage, amongst others. He's one of the very few comedians that's being spoken of when you name comedians, like great comedians. His name rarely comes up. Like I said, we spoke of like Paul Mooney, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and so forth. He's, to me, an unsung comedian. He's very funny. You don't know who he is. We got all this technology, man. Google him. Go to YouTube. Very funny. Ahead of his time. Breaking barriers in the late 50s, early 60s, and beyond. Extremely, extremely funny cat, man, I'm telling you. And like I said, when I read that book, I was in fourth grade, I did a book report on it. And I thought I knew what I was talking about. And I think, I can't remember the grade. I think grade was maybe B minus, C plus, or C, between B minus and a C minus, I think. I can't remember. And I remember my fourth grade English teacher distinctively pretty much said, and I'm looking back, I'm in my fourth grade at the time, fourth grade mine, bottom line, routine line, the shit went over my head. I didn't know what I was talking about pretty much when I was trying to break down the book and aspects of what I picked up from it and what I got from it. I will most likely know me. I might go back and revisit it and read it more in my adult mind. I might have a better grasp of it. But at the time in the fourth grade, I'm reading it. It was deep. It was kind of poignant. It was funny. And like I said, some stuff went over my head a little bit because I was only in fourth grade. But I read the whole book from cover to cover. And something you need to check out, Dick Gregory, and I already say the word. The book is called Nigger by Dick Gregory. And he wrote countless other books also. But Google him, YouTube him. He's a funny comedian. He's very funny. Speaking of, that's my joke, Cedric the Entertainer responded. Cat Williams claiming he stole Kings of Comedy closer. So the Entertainer dismisses Cat Williams' joke-stealing allegations. In case you missed it, the messiness earlier this week, Cat Williams accused Cedric the Entertainer of stealing a joke that wound up the closing his set in the legendary 1999 concert, the original Kings of Comedy. Quote, the reason it hit so bad was that I was in the theater, said Williams, donning the $10 cowboy hat in a recent interview. I paid my money to go see Kings of Comedy, and to see my joke being there and not me was about as disrespectful as it gets in our craft. And I took it really personally that such an entertainer at that time, Williams added, naming names in a heated portion of the interview. But the charge didn't go unheeded. The following day, Cedric took to Instagram to clear the air, claiming Williams' allegations are unfounded. Look, I have no idea what this brother is talking about, Cedric said in a short video posted to his page. The joke is 30 years old, the comedian added, claiming he performed it for years prior to appearing in Kings of Comedy. That may be something he believes is true. I've written a lot of jokes. I had a lot of comedians steal my jokes as well. So I understand, you know, if you feel slighted by that, but that's my joke, Cedric concluded before running through the setup for the film send-off, staking his claim to the space shuttle, joke, which I remember. Obviously, there is no way to settle this one for good, but for now, we'll just have to wait for some other form of verification to surface. And I remember that. So, and I've heard for years a lot of comedians what accuse other comedians of taking their jokes. But sometimes, like with writers, when they think like, oh, you stole my ideas, there's a possibility that we all can have the same ideas at different moments, at different times. You know, just because you come up with the idea doesn't mean you're the only one stuck with that idea. That's not true. But what I can think of right now, I think, oh, this is original. Someone could already put it out or about to put it out. Thought of the same thing with a minor tweak or the exact same thing. But at the end of the day, they say, who's to say that someone stole it or not, if he did, or it just so happens that he came up with the same idea and he got to jump on it. Then they say he could have heard Cat Williams do the joke and stole it. Who knows? Who knows? But like I said, like it's in the article, no one knows. only time would tell, you know, something else resurface backing, you know, either or either person's story or claim. But it, yeah, man, it's one of those things where he said type thing, with no proof. No one's not saying Cat Williams is lying or Cedric is lying. You just don't know. So it's just one of those things that is going to be out there for forever until someone shows some concrete proof that the other person is telling the truth or the other person's lying. So that's just what it is, man. But it's strange. It's true. We all can think our idea is original, but when I'm thinking now, come up with something, some other cat in another city, state, or country could be thinking the same thing. You know what I mean? So it happens. Happens all the time. We just don't realize it, but it does. So take a break. I'm going to come back. I got a little more stuff to get into before I wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Yeah. Nice. Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together, you get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money's just young bucks. Mind you ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, soon there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way around the world, and you can stump we around you girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 was ready to fly, is you ready to ride? Let's go. Now we can greet, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. I like a girl that'll roll me a blunt, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey Miss Thang, hey Miss Thang, how you going Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby I'm Rick James, excuse me. Where you going mama? I wanna change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we gonna meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the billy up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little greenery, you know. You're getting that dough, let's get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you're painting your toes and it's cool. Fuck with your dude, I'm fucking with you. Like a overnight celebrity, miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady, my Boricua. I heard your apple bomb like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
We'll be right back. to talk pretty, cause you make me sick and I'm not leaving till you're leaving. Oh, I swear to something when she's pumping, asking for a raise. Well, does she want me to carry you home? Nah. So does she want me to buy a thing on my house, on my job, on my suit, shoes, my shirt, my crew, my mind, my father's got some photographs. You struck that room like a star now. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. All these intrusions that stick us too long. And I want you so bad. Because you walk city, because you talk city, because you make me sick. And I'm not leaving till you're leaving. So afraid of something, she keeps bluffing, rubbing up on me. What does she want me to make about you? What does she want me to make it now on my heart?
ass bitch, but she ain't bad either. So, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something bigger just to tell your ass too. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's all old and unbearable. Tell him, 100 years not there with us. Pull up on that bitch, you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. This pimp.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like work? Hey, 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 hey. Baby, can you breathe? I got this from Jamaica. It always works for me.
NYP Entertainment Radio, it's your boy, Kyle. Getting ready to gradually wrap things up on another episode of NYP Entertainment Radio. As a reminder, like I said, next week, no show. Like I did for Mother's Day, I'm doing it for Father's Day. No show on Father's Day. But in 2 weeks, which is the week after that, I'm back up live, 5 o'clock, June 27th. So next week, like I said, to all the fathers who don't get their respect and don't get the balloons and the whole nine, let's not be fooled by the big piece of chicken and the piece of ass you get the morning of. You should be getting it anyway. Go beyond that. Get some actual gifts. You know what I mean? Some cash. You know what I mean? Some gift cards, a watch, something. Not just, hey, babe, look, we gave you this money and we give some ass. No. You know, take the ass, yeah. And you get a piece of chicken. That should be normal. That's not should be the only thing. And then your day is done with. Take out the trash. You know what I mean? You eat some ass, big piece of chicken or whatever, and say take out the trash afterward. Her duties are done. No, get her to take your ass out to dinner, and you know what I mean, and just kind of just grovel over you. It's your day for being a parent. The good parents out there, the good fathers that do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Being a parent. Breadwinner, you know what I'm saying? Get that respect. And I guarantee you, you're not, I'm sorry, that's reality, you know, you're not going to see, like, you know, big, a lot of ads on television. You see a little bit for fathers, not that much, you know. But, listen, don't stand for that. Don't just take the piece, don't just take the piece of ads and the big piece of chicken. I mean, get both, take it, but get more. Shit, don't let them get away with that. You know what I mean? You're going to give it frivolous stuff. Let them bend over backwards for you. Plant that seed today. Actually, should have planted that shit a year ago and been planting it ever since. And let them know. You ain't standing for this shit. You know what I mean? Come on, fathers, unite. Damn that. We do a lot for them on Mother's Day. Come on, fathers. Shit. But no show next week, I was saying. But I wanted to touch base on this. This actually, we went off the air last week. This happened, so I didn't get a chance to report it. What has become one, I guess, one of my favorite actors in a lot of movies he's been in, Clarence William III from the Mod Squad and Purple Rain, that was in 81. An actor, Clarence Green III, an actor known for portraying Link Hayes in The Mob Squad and Prince's father in Purple Rain, died last week. He was 81. Williams management confirmed his death, citing the cause as colon cancer. Williams broke through in 1968 as one of the stars of the counterculture cop show The Mob Squad, also starring then-unknown actors Peggy Lipton and Michael Cole. He was a mainstay of the series until its end in 1973 and went on to have a career in films and television theater spanning 4 decades. Williams portrayed Prince's father in 1984's Purple Rain classic and had a recurring role as FBI agent Roger Hardy on the beloved TV show Twin Peaks. He also had a long-running collaboration with director John Frankenheimer playing Bobby Shaw in 1982, 52 Pickups, Shaka in 1964, Against the Wall, Archie in 1997 TV movie, George Wallace, and Merlin in 2000's Reindeer Games. Reindeer Games was the shit. That's a good movie. Born in New York City on August 21st, 1939, Williams began his career in acting on stage in Dark of the Moon in 1957, directed by Vinette Carroll. He also starred opposite Geraldine Page in The Great Outdoors on Broadway in 1965. Williams earned a Tony nomination and Theatre World Award for his starring performance in Slow Dance on The Killing Ground. Williams' also other theater credits include co-starring with Maggie Smith and Tom Stoppard's Night and Day and leading King John at the Delacorte Theater. Williams' other film credits include The General's Daughter, Sugar Hill, well, at least was this night's Half-Baked, Dave Chappelle, come on, Deep Cover, come on, Hoodlum, The Brave, Happy Here, and now The Legend 1900, Lee Daniels, The Butler in 2013 as Maynard, Tales from the Hood, y'all seen Tales from the Hood, when he was the devil the whole time. Man, Google Clarence Williams III, you're going to see a lot of films he was in. He was an American gangster with Denzel Washington playing, ironically, Bumpy Johnson. Williams is survived by his sister, Sandra Pugh, daughter, Jamie Phillips, niece, Suyin Shaw, grandnephews, Elliot Shaw and Elsie Shaw, and grandniece, Azaria Verdon. Y'all don't know who Clarence Williams III is, you have to Google him. Google him, like I said, he was in Prince, movie Purple Rain, played his father. I think that's one of the first time I've probably really seen him. And, of course, like Half-Baked, Samson Simpson, like, come on. Like, he's been in everything. If you don't know the name, you definitely know the face. You definitely seen him before, and you got to put the name together. But he's one of the great actors. He's been in a lot of films I like for a lot of years. And, you know, there's definitely an icon. You don't know, now you know. Google him. Do some research. You'll see a long list of films, and I'm sure – he's been in one of your favorite films. He had to be one of your favorite films. So definitely a legend that's gone, and 81 years old. You know, condolences to him and his family and friends and so forth. Before I do the shout out and rap for the day, I just want to say this real quick. Like I said, I pretty much. Going into the 11th season, which I cannot believe, in September, it's coming up 11 years. Good Lord. That we're coming up to 11 years. And like I said, I got plans for us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, and dogs that should be on leashes that bark so much. Got plans for us. Big plans. Good plans. Fun plans. And like I said, can't give too much away because I'm still working on it, but it's going in the right direction, and appreciate y'all for all that. But just keep in mind also, soon enough, you know, with the spinoff podcast, and then, like I said, getting the show back on camera, which is going to be a lot of fun, so you can see my facial expressions as I'm reacting to the shit I read, or even when I'm interviewing someone and they say something kind of crazy or funny or whatever, you get to see the expression on his face here, which should be a lot of fun. So definitely looking forward to that and other things, you know what I mean, that I have planned and the whole nine. So that is really cool. So, but I'm not ready to leave just yet. I'm looking at the time I have. I got some time left. I think I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to play one more, having one more music break, and I'm going to wrap things up here. NYPA Entertainment Radio. We'll say it together, everybody. Radio. Right back.
I got this feeling, and I just can't turn it loose. That somebody's been getting next to you. I don't wanna walk around knowing I was your fool. 'Cause being the man that I am, I just can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about the things that going on, but deep in my heart, baby, I hope that I'm wrong. Yes, I hope that I'm wrong, but I know it, babe. When I walk through the door, but you know one damn thing, baby, I ain't coming back no more. No, no, no. Now don't try to tell me things are still the same, yeah. 'Cause when we made love, I heard you
for this week. I'm going to stop playing the music and having fun with you guys. I've got to wrap things up. But like I said, no show next week. We'll be back up live in 2 weeks on June 27th, 5 o'clock. Remember, you can catch this show and every show live every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. If you're unable to catch it on the Sunday, you're a little too busy, that's fine. You can always go in the archives of Blog Talk and go to 13 other ways of downloading, subscribing, or just playing, you know, playing the show on your travels, walking, working out, the whole nine. Appreciate you. Comment, 5 stars. You know, rate the show 5 stars. Yeah, you don't have to be 5 stars, 4.5 maybe, I'll take that. But definitely thank you, and shout out everyone near and far for helping me with the show. You know who you are behind the scenes and the whole nine, and those who are downloading, supporting it, and sharing and everything. Appreciate you taking the time out and listening to me today and other episodes. Like I said, I got a lot of surprises for you guys. I think you're going to like to give back to you for supporting the show for all these years. A lot of things lined up since things are opening back up. And things are now just getting where I want them to be and formulating it, and it should be cool. Thank you, everybody. Near and far, be safe. And I'll see you in 2 weeks right here on NYPA Entertainment Radio. Show's over.
Yo, I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen, still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose with win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose, these niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking at being enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain.
The show is over, the show is over.